l'indépendance, tcha tcha, tozumiye. Okifwanza, tcha tcha, tobakide.
Compelling the white man to respect, announcing in a clear, loud tones from this time on, this country no longer belongs to him. You made the brothers of your race lift up their heads to see clear, straight ahead, the happy future promised by deliverance.
This is Belgian Congo, January 1959. Patrice Emery Lumumba is paying tribute to the victims of the riots that just took place in the capital, Leopoldville. The pro-independence protests were violently suppressed by the Belgian colonial authorities. The shift to independence had started, and Lumumba emerged as the leader of the anti-colonialist movement, explains Kambai Bwatshia, history professor at the University of Kinshasa.
This movement had a mentor, a man with a fiery temperament, open to the world, Lumumba. A dazzling man, a man who did not like injustice, a man who knew what alienation was, who had followed the development in Guinea, how the Guineans said no to the politics of the French community. And Lumumba took this path and he went against the Belgian colonial politics.
Lumumba, a former postal employee, gained his political education through reading. He wanted an independent and united Congo. His rejection of tribal thinking led to enmity within the Congolese political class. The colonial authorities tried to take advantage of these conflicts, but the 30-year-old charismatic leader knew how to convince the crowds. His party widely won the first elections held in May 1960, and on June 30th, speaking as the Congolese Prime Minister during independence ceremony, Lumumba gave sharp response to King Baudouin of Belgium. Baudouin, who considered Congo as work conceived by the Belgian genius.
Hommage aux combattants de la liberté nationale.
Tribute to the fighters for national freedom. We have known disgrace, insults and blows that we had to endure morning, noon and evening because we were Negroes. Who will forget the shootings from which so many of our brothers perished? The cells into which those who refused to submit to a regime of injustice, oppression and exploitation were brutally thrown.
The Congolese present in the room widely cheered. But for Baudouin, Lumumba's uncompromising speech sounded like an affront. That is what Professor Kambai Bwatshia thinks.
Il a offensé le roi. Il a offensé la Belgique.
He offended the king, he offended Belgium. After the speech, he went into turmoil. The public force dislocated. There were no high-ranking black people. The public service deteriorated. Security deteriorated. Lumumba did not have the legitimate tools to govern. He was alone and alone and alone. The Belgians and the imperialists completely disoriented the country. There was a terrible chaos.
This chaos was illustrated shortly after independence ceremony by the succession of the Katanga and South Kasai provinces. 2 months later, Lumumba was removed from power. His seat was taken by Joseph Désiré Mobutu, a young military man who seemed eager to appease the colonizers. Patrice Lumumba was later arrested and then assassinated under disturbing circumstances in January 1966. His killing caused outrage across the world. Lumumba had apparently prepared himself for such a fate. In one of his last letters, he wrote, "The nation will know that I offered myself as hostage for its freedom."